Glad to be in the building.
How are you feeling we're literally already halfway through January?
Glad to be in the number. Yeah. That's a blessing to still be here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks that wish they could trade places with us and be in the land of the living right now.
I hear you, but it's moving fast, no? I felt like it was just Christmas. Like, it's my Christmas tree was out on the for them to pick it up. We're halfway through January.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not moving fast
every day. It's like about 24 hours or so,
yeah,
more or less.
That's how you know your life is boring.
Yeah.
But time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
Shots fired. Dang, yeah. I'm out here living a boring life.
I'm just saying, like, you're out here like, yeah, I got 24 hours every day. Like, if it really feels like 24 hours, that's a concern. I feel like a lot of our listeners are like, I wish it felt like 24 hours for me. You awake all these hours? Maybe that's what's going on.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm awake.
Okay.
Living, thriving.
All right. Glad to be living and thriving.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a big day.
Okay. Oh, yeah, MLK.
Don't say, oh, yeah. Don't, oh, yeah, Martin Luther King.
MLK.
Don't, oh, yeah, Martin Luther King like that.
Martin Luther King.
Okay.
He had a dream.
Oh, yeah.
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 You could just say MLK Day is a
big figured
deal.
You would know. I honestly, you harp on MLK big time.
Yeah,
like, so
big
just
time.
So you know, Alan likes to flex on... I'm going to just put it out there. Our listeners know us. Likes to flex on white people when it comes to MLK Day.
It's everybody.
Anytime. No, it's not.
It really
Anytime
is.
Anytime someone reaches out and says, hey, let's get on a call. How about Monday? How about, you know, can we get together on Monday? I feel like you get very loud.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just say, hey, you know, as a firm, we have off. That's a holiday for us. You're like, it's Martin Luther King's Day and I'm not talking.
I don't add the S, but no, I do say that if you call me for business on that day, not acknowledging the day, just like trying to treat it like any other day, like you're low-key blackballed in my book if you're a vendor.
Yeah, we have like a lot of like status calls, as most people do, like the start of the week, you have a lot of status calls on Monday. And again, you know, one of our partners was like, hey, you know, you're going to be good for our status call on Monday. And again, y'all listen to Alan, y'all know how he sounds. When it comes to Martin Luther King Day, it's like this weird array of bass that comes out. It's like, absolutely not. I'm not talking to y'all. But it really is geared towards white people.
For the king, celebrate. Sing,
you
sing,
don't,
celebrate.
You do not have the same response.
It's not
when it's
about
a non-white person.
It's not about white people. Everybody needs to honor this day. Like, this is a major day. It's a national holiday. This man lived. He was focused on civil rights for black people and for people in general, for equality in general. And he's being honored on a day, and a lot of people don't take it seriously. And I take offense to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You take it seriously.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you take it seriously.
He
also was peaceful. And maybe you need to take the bass out of your voice when people misstep.
I'm also policing social media. One of my friends was like, I'm looking forward to this 3-day weekend so I could just kick it. I'm like, and you are also looking forward to Martin Luther King Day. Celebrating his legacy.
Well, how do you celebrate? Because I plan on just kicking it.
No, I watch movies. I read. I make sure my kids are doing things to honor him, whether it be reading speeches, watching black videos, like historical black videos. Like, we'll watch, you know, all
it's
kinds
deep
of movies.
In your house.
Like, it's a whole series of movies we watch. We listen to the, you know, the club remix of MLK's I Have a Dream speech. We listen to that.
I don't know anything about the club remix.
That.
Let me tell you something. I like to think I party a little bit more than Alan does. And I'm going to tell you right now, especially January, I got a lot of parties on the books for January. Any club I'm in, if you play any version of the Martin Luther King speech while I'm in the club.
You don't like that.
I'm going to have to walk out. I'm waiting for like Juvenile, like Meek Mill. You know what I mean? These type of moments. I don't know if you could follow up. I guess you could follow up Dreams and Nightmares with MLK speech, but I don't want y'all to do it. Just don't touch it. I think you should just leave it alone.
I think you should.
It's not for the club.
Should.
It's not. There's a place. There's a time and a place. And the nightclub is not one of them.
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay. That's the type of clubs Alan's going to.
Yeah.
If in case you were curious where Alan likes to hang out.
Yeah.
He just told on himself.
That's for real. Hey, but other things that I'm excited about. So we just got a really big tax break. And we never talked about that. Like you
are we supposed to? Wait a minute. I feel like you out here snitching.
Now listen, ERC is showing love.
Hey. Alan's talking about himself. to the IRS who's listening, he's speaking for himself. I don't know nothing about a tax credit. You could speak on that. don't speak for yourself. Alan got a big tax credit. Go ahead, Alan. I don't have nothing. Don't look at my income statement. I just go to work. But Alan got a huge tax credit.
Okay.
Speak on it.
All right. So the ERC is the Employee Retention Credit. And this is a tax credit that came out as a part of the COVID-19 crisis, all the stimulus that was going on to try to make sure that businesses didn't fall apart. And this was a specific credit that targeted businesses where they had significant declines in their revenue for a specific period of time. They looked at from March 13th of 2020 through December 31st of 2021. If your revenue declined substantially and you continued to pay your employees through the payroll system, you got a real big tax credit.
You did. Alan did.
Those owners of those businesses. And so
we didn't do shit. You did. Alan got one.
Yeah. So
Alan,
if you have a business, by the way, and I know not every one of our listeners has a business.
Okay.
Right?
With employees
and your sales declined in 2020 and 2021, even just for one quarter.
Yeah.
You know, for COVID reasons, but if you had a big decline in sales and you kept maintaining your payroll, you can qualify for this credit too, and your year could be off to a good start.
And it sounds like this happened for Alan.
It's not too late to apply for this tax credit.
From what I heard about the ERC, not speaking for myself, but just for what I heard, a lot of y'all was out here chasing PPP. This ERC tax credit can be substantially larger than PPP.
Yeah.
And again, it's...
And you got PPP, right, T?
Whoa.
Tiffany,
I did not.
You got a substantial...
Whoa. Tiffany Hawkins did not receive any PPP money. Okay? That did not happen. Any PPP money that was received were for entities that we own with substantial amount of employees.
So you got that.
And they all received that pay. And that PPP was forgiven, but Tiffany Hawkins, did not receive any PPP money. I don't know anything about an ERC that Alan's, I don't even know how we got here. This is not what we're talking about today.
No,
but Alan just woke up and chose violence.
It's not violence. I'm helping people out so they
and
know.
Talk about yourself.
That you can get that Tiffany.
Talk about yourself. Alan received a lot of money from the government, is what he's saying right now. I don't know if you want to be talking about this right. Tax season just started, but you know, each his own, not to each her own, to each his own.
All right.
If you are a business owner and you have employees and you've been in business since 2020, this is something that you should look into. They base the numbers. They do a quarterly comparison. So again, it's every quarter they look into it and there is an opportunity to receive a tax credit for each quarter or just one quarter or a ton of quarters. But I will tell you, it is very, very valuable. And it is a great tax credit for Alan.
Yeah, and Tiffany.
So I really want to get off the subject. That's not what we're talking about today.
No.
I don't ever want to talk about it again in public, but this is Google it.
You're strange.
For y'all, and Alan will file that with his accountant for tax season. But for my accountant who's listening, I didn't get anything.
Okay.
As a person. I know Tiffany Hawkins didn't receive that.
Okay.
And there are no pictures of Alan holding these checks up in the office. Just in case you were looking, there are absolutely no pictures,
of Alan holding these
tax credit checks up in our office.
And it's not taxable, by the way. And are there pictures of Tiffany holding up checks?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's keep going. Get into the show. Okay?
So, that's not what we were talking about. Today, We are talking about something that everybody's been talking about.
Yeah.
But I think everybody's been talking about it from a very speculative place. They just feel burdened. They don't know how burdened. They don't know why. We're talking about inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think we've talked about like the thief in the night before, but the thief is here during the day now.
Mm-hmm.
With the lights on and talking to you crazy in your face.
Yeah. Really
and
is.
So we are talking about not only the inflation that we have really experienced over this last year or so, but what the projections are for 2023. And then also we really just want to hone in on where inflation is hitting you the hardest right
mm-hmm.
now. And then some areas where there's deflation. Did you even know deflation was a thing?
Yeah.
A lot of people just think it's just inflation.
Yeah.
But there's some things that have gone down in price.
They don't like to talk about that.
They don't like
that.
To talk about that. So we want to talk about it.
Yeah. Right? Joe Biden was flexing to talk about it the other day. He was going in.
No, because the moment they found them files in his garage, he said, whoa.
It wasn't his garage, first of all.
When they went in his basement and found them files, the first thing he said is, so first of all, I got student loans down. There's deflation going on.
Your gas prices are significantly lower.
Y'all
let's talk
got
about
jobs.
That.
Focus on what's important.
ERC, PPP.
Did you see? He put out a video. Earlier this week was Founders Day for Delta Sigma Theta.
Yeah.
And he put out a video, like, specifically for the Deltas.
Really?
He was just doing everything to distract y'all from these files.
That's crazy.
Listen, other than giving, like, throwing up the rock, he damn sure was almost a Delta in this video.
Yeah, big shout out to the Deltas. My wife's a Delta.
Yeah, so he's doing everything to distract you from his files.
That's kind of how you know that he did something dirty.
Joe, what happened with these files? So first of all, the Deltas.
He's trying to rally some friends on his side.
Listen.
He's like, look, tax break for the Delta. International Delta Day.
I didn't see him put anything up for the Kappas. So, but it was definitely shout out.
There was
the
no
Deltas.
Scandal at that time.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. That's exactly what the case was. So he's definitely been.
He's about to stun on MLK.
Watch. Watch. He's about to wear.
He's like, y'all worried about these files. Let's talk about Martin Luther King Jr.
If Joe Biden has a tapered fade on MLK Day, he is invested. He wants to show that he's here for the people.
You're saying if Joe Biden comes through with the all black
if
beard,
Joe Biden
the Beijing
has on Air Force Ones on MLK Day, he did it.
You know he did it.
He did it. Okay, so we're talking about inflation.
Yeah.
And so everybody's been feeling it. We've been talking about it. But again, I want us to actually speak about it from a metric perspective so you guys can actually know where you're really, really feeling it. For a lot of people, it just feels like there's less money in the bank. I don't have as much spending power. You know, my dollar isn't going as far as it typically does.
Yeah.
You're not exactly sure where it's happening. We're going to talk about where it's happening. But before we talk about that, we are going to talk about the 2023 projections on what's going to happen with inflation.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel like this inflation thing it's pretty much over in the fact that it's not going to keep rising at the rate that it's been rising. The primary reason for feeling that way is because there has been a deflation in certain areas and in certain industries. And so they feel like just the constant increase that we've been feeling, that's pretty much over.
Yeah. No, there's all types of economists that are calling for significantly lower inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, they do all kinds of surveys around inflation, around professional forecasters, around consumer expectations. And folks are now expecting inflation in the 2% to 3% range moving forward across the board. Now, the funny thing about inflation, though, is like it's something you read about in the newspaper, but it's something that you really feel
100%.
When you're shopping. I was talking to our analyst the other day, Tyler. We were talking about the inflation that he's felt, you know, and like where.
Why he's cutting his own hair?
Well, listen, that's something you do when there's inflation. Because service inflation is real.
Listen, when we not doing our own hair.
Yeah.
So well, I did put braids in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very inflationary.
That is inflationary.
Keep you from going to the
hairdresser.
Hair salon for a few weeks.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's not why I did it, but I'm not mad at the cost savings.
Well, yeah. No, things were crazy last year. The expectation is that things should get better with inflation moving forward.
Yeah, so I think that should make a lot of people feel good about 2023. But the fact of the matter is that we're still feeling it right now.
Yeah.
They're talking about later. Hopefully, you know, later in a couple of months, things might not be as expensive as they were in November. Still might be a lot more expensive than they were in January, right? So right now, we're still feeling some really hard-hitting increases when it comes to inflation, and I want to talk about them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them should concern Alan specifically.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, I got my ERC, so I'm good. I'm pretty much good.
Yeah, he got his ERC, so he got it.
Yeah, we got it.
So first things first, here are the 10 items with the largest price gains due to inflation.
Okay.
First things first, and this one's wild to me, and I can't speak from this experience. I have to rely on you, Alan. Food at school has supposedly spiked and gone up by a whopping 305%.
Wow.
Over the last year or so. Is that true?
My kids take their lunch to school mostly.
Okay.
Inflation fighting.
I don't even know if I believe that.
Inflation busters in my house.
I don't even know if I believe
that. It's mainly because my kids are picky. But yeah, they bring their own lunch to school.
And shout out to that.
Mostly.
I don't even remember. I remember like school lunch being like, what was it, like $2.75?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, it was like $2.75. Yeah. And then when at our high school, I don't know what they were doing when you were there. But when I was there, we used to get a Snapple.
Yeah, no.
You didn't have Snapple?
Here's the deal. So the school lunch, the actual school lunch came with a milk. You needed some cash to get a Snapple or a fruit punch.
Yeah. So I was a kid. I had cash on me at all times.
I was the kid bumming off milks.
You had lunch tickets?
People would be like, yo, I don't want my milk. So I would just stand there and collect at least two or three milks. And then I would just
How did you get lunch? Did you have meal tickets? Did you pay cash?
I can't remember. Like,
okay.
I had whatever I had. Because
I know the meal tickets did have like a very specific selection.
Yeah. It covered like a burger, fries, and a milk, which by the way, I would never eat that today.
Yeah, you absolutely would.
That's my lifestyle inflation.
That you absolutely would eat that today if it was Shake Shack.
Yeah. But some of the ways that food got more expensive too is like they, you know, might make your meal smaller. They might start to put less meat in that burger, add some soybeans in there. Like these are all things that are inflationary, really. Yeah. If you end up paying the same but getting less, that's inflation.
Yeah. So for parents who are feeling this with their kids at school, if you are not sending your kids to school with lunch and you're actually paying for lunch, you are probably seeing this massive increase in the cost of school lunch, food at school. So be mindful. That's one of the areas that's bleeding your pockets.
Yeah, that's a fact. So make lunch. Get you a thermos.
Listen, you ain't even got to make
lunch. Get a lunchbox.
Just buy lunch. Is Lunchable still a thing? Is that popping still?
It sure is.
Okay.
Why, yes, it is, m'lady.
So Lunchables, all of that. The other area, the next area, and I've seen people talking about this all over social media, eggs.
Yeah.
The price increase on eggs right now is 60% over the last 12 months.
Yeah.
I've heard people say they're paying $8 a package for eggs.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's insane. Now, you might think this is Jerome Powell's fault. It's just inflation. Lo and behold, there's actually a real reason why this is happening.
Yeah, the bird flu. It's highly contagious. It's caused millions of chickens to be killed innocently in these streets. They're in gangs. They're just being shot down in the streets.
God, that's not what happened. So first of all, Alan is correct. The avian influenza or the bird flu had its deadliest outbreak in 2022.
Tens of millions of hens.
We didn't talk about it because we were focused on our own deadly outbreak. Yeah. But lo and behold, the chickens and the birds had COVID too.
They didn't announce the pandemic of bird flu on the birds.
Yeah, literally it was a pandemic on the birds. And that is the reason why the price of eggs have gone up so much, because there's a huge decline in the amount of chickens and birds available to be out here popping these eggs out.
Well, by the way, then chicken must be going up too then. You I know they're not feeding you these influenza birds, listen, are they? Maybe they're going into chicken nuggets. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't speak to that part, but the huge price increase you're seeing on eggs, it's a real thing. It's due to inflation, but it's mostly due to the bird flu. So I got free eggs for Christmas. You're laughing. I'm not.
How does one procure free eggs?
So a really great friend of ours who has chickens at her home, okay, like she has a farm, gave me fresh eggs as a part of my Christmas gift.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't get any.
Were you looking at this basket of free eggs with disdain, or were
no.
you thinking like, oh, wow, you just saved me from all this inflation? Like, what was your reaction to receiving
this? First of all, if I'm going to be honest, I wanted to see what fresh eggs look like. And so have you ever cracked a fresh egg?
Yeah, my grandmother used to have chickens.
Okay. It's like bright orange. It's not like a, like a soft pastel yellow. It's like bright orange. But yeah, I was kind of like, yo, shout out to us fighting inflation out here. Because I know a lot of people are feeling this. And so I am not a just a regular egg eater. Like, I don't just cook eggs on a stove for myself as a breakfast meal. I include eggs in a lot of things that I make. And so for a lot of people, you're seeing an increase probably in your breakfast sandwiches or when you go to the bagel shop. It's the eggs, bro.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? I just read this also, that egg prices went up, but chicken prices went down.
So you are eating bird flu chicken.
No, what they are saying is that there's a different set of chickens that are the egg chickens versus the eaten chickens.
I don't believe that.
That's what they're saying.
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, it's
so the, why would I, if I had chickens?
Yeah.
Egg I guess
chickens?
You just need
Which kind of chickens are you talking
about? So that's what I'm saying. I guess
egg-laying chickens, or are you talking about consumption?
I guess you don't eat chickens. The egg-laying chickens because they bring you money.
You see what I'm saying?
That's an income-producing chicken.
And they're the ones that got sick.
So I'm not going to eat those.
Yeah, we're not going to eat those.
So where were they putting the fried chicken chickens at? Why wouldn't they put the egg-laying chickens in the same place they put the fried chickens
okay,
at?
Okay, Tiffany. Oh, my God. This is... Everyone knows this. There's... Certain farms are doing eggs, okay? Certain farms are doing chicken eating.
Word, but I'm saying... What I'm saying is...
Eating chickens.
Call the chicken eating ones and ask them, yo, what are y'all doing? What are you feeding yours? Because mine are getting sick.
But here's where it does get a little funky. All right. Those hens aren't getting pregnant by themselves. So I don't know what happens to the stud chicken situation. Yeah, I don't know. But that's worrisome. I would be avoiding chicken right now if I were you. Okay.
First of all, you're not.
I'm definitely not taking that advice.
You're not avoiding chicken at all. I don't really eat meat like that. So I really do feel like I'm safe.
Yeah.
But
they're saying jerk chicken actually is safe. Healthy for you.
The spice is...
It'll kill the flu.
That's not happening. We are being serious. But we are talking about inflation, seriously, and where it's hitting your pockets, where it's hitting your stomach. Yeah. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. So we are back.
Yes.
We are talking about inflation.
And eating chickens.
We're not. We're off the chickens.
Okay, we're off that.
But if you do have chickens,
are they sick? Are they egg chickens or eating
Who
chickens?
Who tests the chickens? I guess they just die. I guess if you see your chicken dies, you know it had COVID or the bird flu.
If it's coughing.
No. Chickens don't cough.
They can.
This is we're not even going down this road. Other products that are seeing very large increases due to inflation, margarine.
Mm-hmm.
Do people still use margarine?
Yeah, every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Do you use margarine at home?
Regularly.
Really?
I think. I don't know. I think so. We have butter. Is butter and margarine, they're different.
They're different.
Okay.
The tub, it comes in a tub.
Country
crock.
Yeah, I used to buy, if I were single, I'd still be having all types of country crock in the crib.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife buys butter.
Okay.
All right, I'll just
So margarine has seen a 44% increase over the last year. And the reason why is because of vegetable oil, which is a key ingredient in margarine. The availability of all types of oils, vegetable oils, soybean oil, palm, sunflower, grapeseed oil are all really hard to come by right now for a couple of reasons. One of them being
Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Ukraine is the number one global producer and exporter of sunflower oil.
Another is Indonesia. Did you know that they had a temporary ban on exports last year? They had an export levy.
Yeah, and they provide a lot of the oils that we use to create margarine.
Canada had a severe drought. Okay. Brazil had bad weather. There's all kinds of reasons why.
Yeah, but I think what we're trying to say is like inflation doesn't just come out of the sky. It's not just regulated by Jerome Powell.
And it's not Joe Biden's fault.
It's not literally, right? Like there's bird flu, there's all types of droughts. When we see these things happening in our country, when we see these natural disasters or just things taking place, war, crime, it will trickle down one way or another to have a major impact on your wallet. What we're finding right now is having a major impact on our hunger, on our ability to eat, on what's in our refrigerator. But inflation is caused by a variety of different things. So a lot of times when things happen outside of this country and you're like, yo, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
It does.
I guarantee you at some point
it really
will.
Does.
And that's what we're feeling right now. So this major, major inflation is not just because, again, Jerome is out here moving the needle a couple of points here and there every few months. Like what we're seeing, these 40, 60, 300% increases are because of things that are happening elsewhere.
Yeah, and some of it is optional in your life. Like you don't have to eat eggs every day. Like you could eat oatmeal some days like me. I started eating oatmeal. I didn't realize egg prices had gone up. I'm just trying to live a little healthier and eat less eggs.
Yeah.
And how did I know I was fighting inflation?
Here's the thing. You still like cake and you need eggs for cake. So.
All right. Change this up.
So if cake prices go up, you're going to be screwed.
I did eat sweet potato pie. Does that have eggs? Maybe in the crust.
It's egg somewhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's egg somewhere.
Yeah, but you could choose to eat a little differently if you find that inflation is wrecking your pocket.
Okay. Another area, and I know a lot of us probably feel this way, fuel oil and motor fuels. So I'm not just talking about gas that you put in your car, right?
Also motor oil. So yes, gasoline, we know that, but fuel oil, which would be gas that's used for other things, jet fuel, for example, motor oil that you use when you get an oil change, lawnmower oil.
Y'all are not mowing the lawn.
Not like you should be, but it's all gone up.
Yeah. So when we think about, again, we think about the things that are right in front of us. Every time you drive past the gas station, you see numbers on a board and that's letting you know how much gas costs. And that's where you feel like you're only feeling inflation. But guess what? Like the fuel that goes into your car, the fuel that goes into these airplanes, which is why you're seeing price increases on flights, on a variety, trains. You know, the cost of riding a train or a bus has increased. It's not, again, it's not just because someone pulled a lever. It's because these things are starting to cost more money because of one main reason is the Russia invasion, the war between Russia and Ukraine. The United States decided Russia wants to act crazy. We're not banging with them anymore. That's a huge producer of oil.
Yeah.
If we don't have access to that oil, our oil supply is limited, and so the price then goes up.
Yeah, and these other things are byproducts of refining a barrel of oil. So fuel oil and the oil you use for oil change, like this is all related for sure.
The next thing, and it's kind of similar to what we talked about a moment ago, butter and other dairy. So you got away from margarine. You said you don't bang with margarine. You're not feeling that inflation cost when it comes to margarine. But for butter, the price of butter is up 31%, and the price of other dairy products is up 21% over the last 12 months. These are meaningful amounts of increases.
Yeah, you're going to have to get butter off someone's teeth at this point.
What? No. But I'm saying when you go to the grocery store, and Alan, you probably don't do the grocery shop for your home. Mm. I do the grocery shop for my home. It is considerably more money. And I'm like, whoa. Like I'm not even buying like major items, but things just like butter, the oils that you use, regular things. I drink almond milk, but still everything is going up in these smaller category items, but in such big ways, you're really, really feeling it. And the reason why price is going up when it comes to butter and dairy, it's because of Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Did you know Australian, the European Union, and New Zealand provide a huge amount of the global milk output?
I did not know that.
Yeah. And so they're...
I generally get my milk from the dairy states in the United States, but...
Okay. Really?
Yes, yeah, generally where my milk
is. So, great point. We got a lot of cows in this country.
Sure do.
We're making a ton of milk in this country.
Sure do.
But if the rest of the world is having a major dairy shortage, we are now exporting significantly more dairy than we have in the past. Specifically, U.S. dairy exports went up 43% since 2021.
Yeah, that's right? A lot.
So all our cows and all that milk we do milk here in this country.
And the butter that we're churning.
All that butter that we're churning. We're sending out. We're sending out to Australia. We're sending out to New Zealand. We're sending out to all these other places that
ice
have
cream,
a dairy shortage.
Cheese.
Word.
All that.
All of those things.
Yeah.
Right? So again, when things happen in other countries, oh, they short over there. We, you know, I just drove past some cows, so I know we good.
Yeah.
Well, they're sending it out.
I'm going vegan now. I can avoid eggs, chicken, milk, butter.
Alan.
All that.
You're going vegan?
For a while.
For
the rest of the show?
For the rest.
Till tomorrow.
You definitely can't do it till tomorrow. You're going out tonight.
Oh, no. Lettuce prices done gone up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so again, milk, cheese, ice cream, butter, all the things.
Bad for you.
I'm not going down that road, but you are feeling a price increase in those areas. The next is airline fares. Airline fares have gone up almost 30% in the last year. And I know we've been feeling that. I definitely have been feeling that. And that has to do specifically with what we talked about earlier.
Jet fuel.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like the cost of jet fuel, the availability of jet fuel. But it also has to do with, and what we've been seeing, especially over the holidays, labor shortage.
Yeah. Big right? time.
If there's no pilot to fly the plane, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like there isn't the possibility for as many flights. And so the demand for flights is higher. And so you got to pay more money.
Yeah. And your option used to be I'll drive, but now the gas prices are high.
So train prices are high.
That's when you get on Zoom.
Just stay word. You got to Zoom it. Yeah. You got to Zoom it in. But I will say this, and the research supports this. So there were huge spikes in flight prices and airline prices earlier in 2022. They are starting to come down a bit. And so that's an area where we're seeing incremental or short-term deflation. And so, because we're just balancing this thing out, we're getting it right, but you're still feeling it. Ultimately, it's still up. If you're trying to go anywhere, it costs more money. I will say earlier this week, I got a really cheap flight for Atlanta, which I appreciated because I feel like, listen, Atlanta flights used to be like $79 back in the day.
Yeah, not first class.
Not first class. True. That's I wasn't flying first class back then.
Oh, so you do fly first class.
That's not where, first of all, you got ERC. So any, don't worry about that. Okay. But yeah, flight prices, you saw a huge increase earlier last year. You're starting to see a little bit of a decrease, but it's still high. This next area, I didn't see this one coming.
Yeah.
Do you know lettuce prices are up 25%? People don't even really like lettuce for real. You only eat lettuce because you feel like it's the right thing to do. Stop eating lettuce. If the price is too high, like that doesn't even make any sense.
But what's crazy with lettuce, the source here was that there was an insect-borne virus raging through Salinas Valley, which is the lettuce capital of the world.
In California. Yeah, it's actually called, that region is called America's Salad Bowl because it accounts for half of U.S. lettuce production. Everybody got COVID. Lettuce got COVID. Chickens got COVID.
Yeah. And then fertilizer, the issue with fertilizer is a lot of it comes from Russia and Ukraine.
So that impacts a lot of the produce. I think the point that we're trying to make in a variety of different ways is one, what happens in other parts of this world will happen in your bank account.
Yeah. It has an impact.
One way or the other, it does have an impact. And so it's something that we always have to be mindful of. This is not like a scare tactic, but I just want to make you aware. I just want to make you aware of how things happen. I think we oftentimes push it on the president, or we oftentimes push it on Jerome Powell. Like, it's not just these two people who are making these decisions. It is the availability based off of war, crime, bugs, viruses, infections, all of those things trickle back, especially to our food source, to our ability to go to a grocery store and purchase things the way that we know to purchase them. But I stand on the fact, y'all don't like lettuce. I don't know a single person who voluntarily likes lettuce.
I like lettuce.
By itself? I mean by itself. You got to do so much to lettuce to make it good.
Yeah, I'm not eating a head of lettuce by itself.
Here we go. Stop. Listen. Until the prices come down on lettuce, y'all can cut the lettuce out.
The way I consume lettuce, it wouldn't impact the price.
Right. You're not eating that much?
No, I'm saying like I get a burrito, put lettuce on that thing, make it healthy.
But if your burrito price, if your Chipotle prices are going up, if it's driven by lettuce, you might want to skip the lettuce.
No, it doesn't impact the price. You pay for the burrito. The lettuce is free.
Lettuce is not free.
It is.
All the ingredients cost money.
They don't.
They're not charging you incrementally, but on the back end, you will start getting charged more.
I'm going to eat my lettuce.
Next time you go out to a restaurant, get your hamburgers without the lettuce.
Oh my gosh. Don't.
Get the Chipotle without the lettuce.
First of all, you don't eat any of this stuff. You don't know how the prices work.
I do not.
Hamburger without the lettuce costs the same price and it's less healthy.
No, it's not. It's not more healthy. You really believe one or two sheets of lettuce has just made your meal healthy?
Healthier on a relative basis. That's fiber, I'm sure. It's helping to aid in digestion, I'm sure.
The price list is just water. Another key area, food group, where you have seen a major increase in price. The cost of flour has gone up 24%, right? And a lot of people may be thinking, like, I don't even do flour. I don't even see flour. flour is everywhere.
It
Flour
really
is literally, it's in your fried chicken, it's in your fried catfish, it's in your bread. Flour, wheat in general, is everywhere.
Big shout to those with a gluten allergy.
And I'm big shout to y'all.
Big shout to y'all because y'all prices are low right now.
Here's the thing, because I worry about people, black people. I worry about black people who have a gluten allergy. Because that means you've never had a biscuit or cornbread. Or like real fried chicken, like because it's battered.
But back in the day, there was no such thing as gluten allergy. So they probably had it when they were young.
What? They didn't. The gluten allergy was always there.
No, it wasn't.
A lot of people were born.
No one heard of this in 1983.
You might not have known what it was.
So you ate the biscuit. You ate the fried chicken. They've had it.
Okay.
If you're 12 right now, maybe you haven't had fried chicken if you had a gluten allergy your whole life. But if you're 30, you've had it.
You've had biscuits.
Oh, yes.
Go to our Twitter at Momentum Advice and just chime in. If you have a gluten allergy, if you have celiac disease, just let us know. Have you ever had a biscuit?
And was it bomb?
Pancakes, fried chicken.
Lord.
You know, have you ever had, because you could do cornmeal, I guess, for catfish, but we're just curious about what foods you've been able to enjoy. Even if you can't do it now, did you ever at any point have a biscuit?
Yeah. And did you love it? Was it great?
I don't even know.
Did you use strawberry jelly? Which is my favorite.
But the reason why the cost of flour is up again is because of this Ukraine and Russia issue. Ukraine exports a significant amount of our wheat. And so the wheat that comes into this country and is then turned into flour, potentially turned into oatmeal and a variety of different things, is having a huge impact on the cost of flour.
I eat oat-free meal.
What? Oat-free meal. What?
It's a lot cheaper.
I don't even know what that is. That's not porridge. That's not grits. Like,
Just go on.
Just all of these things are wheat. And yeah. So you are seeing an impact in those areas. And I just wonder, right? I wonder for our listener, how are you surviving? Like, how are you dealing with this inflation? I think so many people have put it on a variety of different things. You just feel like everywhere you go, things cost a lot more money. I'm telling you, that's not true. It's not everywhere you go. A lot of places, prices are down from what they were before. But these are the areas. These are the very, very sneaky but necessary areas that is hitting your pockets extremely hard. And I just wonder how our listeners are dealing with it.
Yeah, well, our listeners are making more money. They're doing all the stuff we told them to do a year ago. They're making more money. They're bartering in their communities.
Bartering?
Yeah.
That's not...
They're trading services for one another.
Yeah.
They're doing all kinds of things to fight inflation.
So. My portion of the listeners aren't bartering in the community.
They're growing their own food.
They're just making more money.
Yeah.
And they're making better decisions around how they spend their money.
Yeah.
And so they are dealing with the inflation face on. Like, there's only so much you can do to fight it.
They're using coupons.
Are there coupons? There's not coupons for flour.
There are.
Or eggs.
Well, if you get coupons for everything else.
There's coupons for, like, processed. There's nowhere where the flour is free. There's nowhere where the flour is free. I'm just saying, like, it's a concern, but it's a concern in a very targeted way. And so don't think it's everything around you, because we are going to talk about areas where there's been deflation, where costs are going down. But before we do that, the one area that's having, like, a real concern when it comes to inflation, restaurants. Yeah. So restaurants, because the cost of their whole food items, the food items that they use to put in your burrito, to put in your hamburger, are going up, they are passing that cost down to the customer, or they're just using worse food options.
Yeah. Yeah. 30% of restaurants are switching their tried and true ingredients to lower cost products.
So if you have a favorite restaurant that's known for the truffle fries, and the next time you go back, ain't no truffle on your fries.
Yeah.
They just can't afford it. Mm. Right. If they are known for the bomb biscuits and now it's just a cracker, or you know what I mean? Like, or they aren't available anymore.
Or, like, you don't know the lean beef percentage in your burger. Maybe it used to be 90 and now it's 12.
You're right. So honestly, what's been happening is there's been a decline in the quality of restaurant food.
Yeah.
Because of inflation. They just can't afford to keep buying the same stuff they used to buy. They can't afford the California lettuce.
Yeah.
Right? They can't afford the eggs anymore. It's a lot of things that are changing. So be mindful of that. Like, as you go to restaurants and the price increase, it's also labor. It's also a variety of other things. But the quality of the food that you're receiving, bottom line, inflation is causing starvation.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, think about it, though. If it costs more money at the pump, there's less money to buy food at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And yeah, somebody's out here starving. as a result.
100%.
And that's a shame.
So we've been talking about inflation. We've been talking about very specific and key ways it is hitting your household. And I don't know what to tell y'all to do. I don't know if I can tell you don't eat butter, wheat, milk, eggs, lettuce.
Have you considered soy?
No, I think there's a soy issue also. But we're saying all to say, like, you just have to be mindful. Like, everything that happens in this world has an impact.
Spam.
What?
Spam.
Do not eat spam. Do not eat spam. Do not, I don't know what spam is, but don't do it.
Vienna sausages then.
No.
Go on.
Inflation is a real thing. You are really feeling it. If you've just been wondering where your money's going, why don't I have as much buying power as I used to have? You're just unsure. You know you're doing everything the same. These are the areas where you're having this impact. Now, again, the trend and the projections are saying that the increase of prices will not be as high as it was in 2022, but it doesn't mean it's going to go back to what it was in 2019 or in 2020. These wars, these viruses, these things are still happening. So there will be some sort of balance. There will be some sort of trade-off. But honestly, we're here now. Now, we've given all the bad news. There are some areas where prices have come down. So we're going to talk about it after our break. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the
North Star. Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com. To discover all the podcasts we have to offer, we have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out. Momentum.
So we are back.
Yes.
Talking about inflation. The thief that's just in our pockets.
Yeah.
The thief that's in your stomach. If you've been losing weight because you can't afford the food.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Listen, it's the inflation diet.
Yeah.
A lot of people are on the inflation diet and don't even know it.
But some things are getting deflated.
A lot of things are getting deflated. And the number one thing, the biggest contributor to deflation right now is gas prices.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there was a period where gas was way too high. No one is talking about the fact that gas prices are down. They are lower than they've been in a very, very long time.
In June of 2022, the average price of gas in this country was $4.99.
Wow.
Today, it's just $3.09.
Listen, I'm not mad.
That's a significant drop,
baby. Significant drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
now you can afford some lettuce.
You still
can. Maybe you can afford some real butter instead of that fake butter.
The fake butter is... cost more than the real butter now.
No, we didn't talk. We talked about margarine. I'm talking about fake butter.
I don't know what fake butter is, and I don't want to find out.
No, but like gas prices have gone down, and we need to recognize that.
Yeah, 100%. So other areas where there's been deflation, major appliances. Major appliances, the cost of major appliances have gone down close to 0.5%. I think that has to do with what's happening in real estate right now. Developers aren't developing homes and apartments as quickly as they were before. And so the mass orders of ovens and stoves has gone down. And so there's a need. Other areas, the price of women's dresses have gone down almost 2.5%.
Oh, I know why that is.
I want to hear your reason because I have my own reason.
Significantly less fabric. Y'all are wearing shorter dresses. They cost a little less to make.
Okay, that is okay.
Worse materials.
Don't say worse.
Shorter dresses, and y'all ain't paying for them.
Okay.
Y'all got other people paying for them.
That's not, they're still getting paid for. Okay, my reason, this is what I'm speculating as to why the cost of women's dresses is down almost 2.5%.
Why?
Because ain't nobody taking us out. We ain't buying dresses because we ain't got nowhere to go.
So you're saying that
it's men.
Staycations are on the rise. Netflix and chill is taking over right now.
Men are trying to keep us in the house.
Yeah.
We are not being taken out as much as we have been before, so we're not buying dresses.
So they're coming through with a bottle of Hennessy and some
first of all,
and a pack of hot dogs.
I don't know. I don't know this man, and I don't know this woman who's accepting that. But what I'm saying is men are not taking women out as much as we are used to. And so we are not buying dresses like that.
So he's coming through with a fresh and ready from Little Caesars.
I don't even know what a fresh and ready is, but that is my reason as to why.
And a gallon of
women's dresses.
Pepsi. And some weed.
This is definitely not my demographic in what you're talking about. But the cost of women's dresses is down considerably.
As it should be.
No, not as it should be. And I'm
Y'all need to stay home.
Let me tell you something. I've been outside all January and it's more to come. And I've been buying dresses. Lots of dresses. It's my favorite thing to buy is dresses.
You'd rather buy dresses than lettuce at this point.
Word.
It's saving money.
It is saving money, 100%. We talked about a lot of the food items where the prices are up, but beef and veal prices are down 3%.
And might I add, bacon is also down.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
pork
products are down.
I don't like that. I'm concerned.
Switch from chicken to beef and pork.
Here's the thing.
Our Muslim brothers, excuse me, you could just do the beef.
If we're exporting the milk from the cows, why aren't we exporting the beef?
Here's what you gotta understand. You got milking cows and eating cows. Okay? Which cows are you talking about? The eating cows?
The eating cows.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, we keep the eating cows. We export the milking cows. The milk from
the
milking cows.
This feels like a conspiracy.
Yeah.
This feels like a conspiracy, but the prices are down. So if you love bacon, it's probably been a lot more affordable for you lately, as well as beef and veal.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I don't eat red meat, so I don't know. Now I do like love, I do love a little bacon.
Every now and
then. Every now and then.
As one does.
But I'm willing to pay a premium for it.
Okay.
Other areas where there is deflation, the cost of car and truck rentals down about 5%. How often do you rent cars?
Once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Do you feel a decrease in the price?
Who looks at the price tag?
Here you, okay, ERC. Okay. All right, ERC.
Yeah, no, the prices significantly are probably lower.
Alan, don't look at price tags.
I may or may not have noticed it.
I do, and I will say that I have felt that the prices are lower.
Yeah, I have been getting upgraded on my cars, I will say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel.
Drop tops for the same price as a Kia Sportage, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Balling.
No, it's just, you know, they're inflating what I get for the same price. That means that's deflation.
I guess.
Yeah.
Other areas. So computers and smart home assistants, right? So
smart devices.
Yeah. Alexa. Who else is there? Is there anybody else with a name? I don't use Alexa. Who else is there?
Hey, Google.
Oh my gosh. No.
That's one.
That's a real thing?
Yeah. Hey, Google.
Google, you're lazy as shit. Like, come up with a name.
Oh my God.
Gabrielle. Hey, Gabrielle.
No, it's Hey, Google.
Apple has Alexa. Google needs Gabrielle. We have clients who work at Google. Y'all need to come up with a name.
First of all, Apple doesn't have Alexa.
Who was that? Amazon?
Apple has Siri.
Siri.
Amazon has Alexa.
Okay.
Thank you. And Google has Hey Google.
Alexa, Siri, Gabrielle.
It's Hey Google.
Gabe. Hey, yeah. Gabe. I like Gabe. I would do a Gabe.
Okay.
I don't do any of these things. I don't have a Siri. I don't have voice thing on my phone. I don't talk to Alexa. She's never heard from me before. But Gabe, I like Gabe.
Okay. All right.
Either way, computer prices are down. Smart home devices, their prices are down almost 6%.
Yeah. Used cars and trucks are down. I'm a big fan, as you know, of pre-owned vehicles.
Yeah.
There was a shortage early in 2020, 2021. There was a shortage. Now, it's a good time to buy a used car.
Yeah,
or a used
prices
truck.
Are down almost 9% on used cars and trucks. Alan, if I may say so myself.
Yeah.
It's about time.
For what?
It's about that time.
For what? For me to get another used car?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, it's about that time.
I've been rocking the same car since 2014. I'm coming up on 10 years. Maybe I'll make it 10
years. Let's talk about how many miles are on the car.
Yeah, 199,000 miles on my car. And I'm proud of it.
Word.
I bought it. It had like 50,000 miles. I put 149,000 miles on this car.
Yeah.
And I love this car.
It's a great car.
Yeah.
But, it's on its way. It's on its last leg.
Yeah. Well, my thing is I got to make sure I see where my kid's going to college. I might be using a Barney
ERC.
Rebel car.
ERC. You got it. Don't worry about
whatever.
It. ERC's paying for college.
Yeah, whatever.
So listen to our episode about how to pay for college. You'd be straight.
Oh, my gosh.
And the last area where this is just everybody sees this. The price of televisions is down 14.5%. You could actually... People are just giving away televisions. Actually, we gave away a television. We gave away two televisions in December. I don't know if you knew this, but at one of our dry cleaners, we gave away a television for a holiday raffle. And recently at one of our gyms, we gave away a television in a raffle.
Yeah.
That's how cheap televisions are right
now. At multiple of our dry cleaners in December, we gave away TVs.
Yeah.
And then also in the gyms.
Yeah. It's actually time. I think I have to buy a new television soon. I think one of my televisions is going.
So what you do is go get a job at Zips or a membership at the Max Challenge.
And wait West for
Orange.
A holiday. Yeah, and then hopefully you win a raffle.
You see what I'm saying?
And then you can get a free television.
Yeah.
But the price is so low, you know, it shouldn't be hard for you to get a television right now. What we're finding is that when it comes to technology, a lot of our technology, even though I know a lot of things say made in China, is actually made in this country. Like technology is becoming less and less expensive. And so that's why when it comes to smartphones, computers, televisions, the prices are going down. It's easier for us to get access to those things and make them here in this country. And so that is one area where we are seeing a lot of cost savings. So for the parents who are buying iPads and buying computers, and for the emerging college students who are doing their shopping, getting prepared and ready to go away for college, these are some of the areas where you're not going to be spending as much money.
And in general, a lot of prices in 2023 are just going to be getting better.
100%.
And so you want to be mindful of how you spend, navigate the prices, because not everything has gone up. Maybe you could switch some of the things. If you eat beef, pork, and chicken, you know, maybe switch towards the beef and the chicken.
What?
For a little bit. I'm just saying, like, you can navigate some of this stuff if you eat all these things anyway. Or
yeah.
So pay attention to the prices of things and try to pick the thing that is a good fit for you.
Yeah, I think other ways to just kind of help is buy in bulk from these Costco's and Sam's Club, from these other places. There's still significant cost savings based into the economies of scale of those purchases. And so it might not be as much, but you still will save some money. Like you're still going to see a price increase. Like the price is the price. What's happening in this world is still happening, but it won't be as much. So consider doing some bulk shopping. I know this may sound corny, but like maybe you do some bulk shopping, you and your neighbors or you and your friends, you and your siblings, you do bulk shopping and y'all split it up amongst each other. I got the butter, y'all got the milk, who got the lettuce, just for the sake of some cost savings. But I do agree with Alan. I do believe these prices are going to start to come down over the next couple of months. We have been seeing since November, there has been deflation happening in a variety of these areas. And so the numbers that we're giving you is just the net inflation over the last 12 months or so. But there's been some decline recently, and I think that's going to continue to happen.
Absolutely.
So again, inflation is happening. It's not a secret. Like I think hopefully we demystify where your money's going. It's really going into your stomach for the most part. A lot of other things are coming down in price. I want to say be patient, but you got to buy food. Like, so it's just something that we have to deal with, but it is impacted by a variety of different things around you. Birds got the flu. It's chickens, it's egg making chickens and frying chickens. It's bugs infecting the lettuce. It's just a lot of things. The fires that are happening in California and Brazil, they're having an impact on the things that they typically export that we have access to that make our food as cost effective as it is. So, yeah.
And by the way, this stuff happens every year.
Literally.
It's just that it's not all happening at the same time. And you're normally not paying attention to it.
Right. Typically, the eggs and the margarine aren't both up.
Yeah.
It's typically one over the other. So I think Alan makes a really great point to close out on. Unfortunately, inflation happens every single year. Right now, it's just a bunch of it happening at the same time. And so we're feeling it and we're seeing it. This isn't an overall crisis, but it's something that we have to deal with. So if you've been thinking about going on that diet, now is the time. Okay? That January diet, go ahead and save you some money.
I love it.
So we'll be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Momentum. Momentum.